The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
You don't want to get biatch slapped by the bride at the wedding.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the universe on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the district manager for Sears Portrait Studio, say
yeah.
Cheese, it's Alexis Thompson.
It's the softer side. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning. And good morning, Ducati.
Howdy. Hi.
Hey.
Howdy. Hey, and hello. And good morning to all of you on this Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. 6:03 on the dot. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your life. Welcome to the most productive day of the week. Welcome to International Chess Day. Welcome to Moon Day, as in not show your ass, but the actual moon.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to International Nap Day. Oh. Welcome to National Fortune Cookie Day. Welcome to Lollipop Day. Welcome to Ugly Truck Day. Welcome to Space Exploration Day, which seems fitting considering who's going up into space today. Welcome to World Jump Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee?
Good to the last drop. Alexis Thompson, how is your coffee?
Oh, the first drop is divine. And you said it's nap day, right?
It is. It's National Nap Day.
That sounds amazing. That's what I'm thinking about for later. But cheers, yes. Very good.
Cheers. Don McLean, your decaffeinated tea, my love.
My decaf tea has a fortune for you. Your truck is ugly, but you are not. Your lucky numbers are 12, 16, 30, 18, and 29.
Ooh, I like all those numbers.
Right.
Great. Covered it all there, Don.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She rolled all the holidays into one. Yeah.
And take a nap.
Yeah. Kenner Mattel, how's your coffee?
I'm drinking the Dark Side of the Moon blend, and I wish you were here.
Aww. And my coffee, like space and Star Trek, is the final frontier.
Ah,
cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Yes, cheers.
Going to go where most men have gone before. Cheers. Cheers. Yes.
Mm. Most men.
I got to say,
people have been there. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, and I know we have an open for this, but I wasn't planning on mentioning this. I have an unpopular opinion, and I'm seeing this said a lot because what was it last week? Richard Branson blasted off into space. Today, a Bezos with really cool uniforms, I will say. But anyway, he blasts off into space, and everyone is kind of poo-pooing this and doing the whole, well, isn't there better ways to spend the money? I have to say, I don't subscribe to that. I have always felt, I think it's the way I was raised. We are in a capitalistic society, our country. Those two gentlemen are under no obligation to spend their money in any particular way. And each of them in their own right, because I read an article about this in the Post over the weekend, they give millions of dollars to various charities, yes, all the year long. So I don't get this whole they shouldn't do it. To me, anybody that can bring imagination back to young people and make them look to the stars and wonder what's out there, and I don't mean to sound woo-woo, but in a kind of way I am. Lex, I remember the day that the Obama administration had shuttered the shuttle program. That bummed me out. I mean, yeah, as a child of the 80s, NASA was endlessly fascinating. I didn't want to personally go into space, but the shuttle program represented for me as a kid, and I didn't even know what possibility and what's out there. And it was an instrument to get people and children to make, you know, kind of spark something in them, like TV shows did for me, which led me to my career. I always thought the space program was sometimes the catalyst for young people to get involved in science. So my point is, I don't get this bitching about these two. I don't care how they spend their money. It's their money, but that's just me.
It's also a business, too. I mean, they're doing it's space tourism.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, could all of us come up with 15 ways they could spend their money differently? Yeah, but you know what? That's why it's their money. It's not our money. And I don't know. Have we ever talked about space this much in the last 5 years? No.
Well, just when Alexis has talked about her planet.
That's right. Help us figure out where Lex is from. That's right. And maybe Bezos, when Amazon man's up there, Lex,
hey,
maybe he'll come into contact with one of your people's satellites. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Beam me up. I'm ready.
So I know unpopular opinion. There. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't think that's unpopular, Jace. I just think maybe that a lot of people are saying what you're saying, too. It's just
the loudest voices. It's just the loudest. Ones that are like, what about the planet?
Right.
Yeah. Well, my feeling is, look, if the government isn't going to do it, if we can't fund NASA properly, and again, people thinking, oh, yeah, that's bitch. That was Obama. Blame Obama. That was Obama who killed the shuttle program.
Come on, man.
Come on, man, as my boss would say. Come on. But if government's not going to do it, hey, private industry. I think that's awesome. Yeah. I don't know. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with my space rant. I just think it's cool today that older woman.
Up. Yeah.
The senior citizen is going up into space. I love it. I forgot how old she is, but she's going to be
that older woman.
An old astronaut.
No, I say that.
Old,
no.
Old ass what?
No, I would say that. The older woman, she's an astronaut.
Astronaut. Oh, okay. Astronaut.
But I think.
Let's call her some old ass something.
I think she is going to be officially the oldest person in space.
Yeah, I think she's 80 or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
When she blasts off on Blue Origin, which is the name of the craft.
Yeah, she's 82. And then there's also an 18-year-old. So it's the oldest and the youngest.
That's awesome. That's awesome to
me. Maybe kids will want to do something besides be TikTok stars. Mm. Maybe they'll be inspired to go into science or get interested into making a space shuttle rocket.
Again, I didn't mean to take us into this orbit, no pun intended. I just... I've seen it a lot from even some friends of mine that are like, mar, mar, mar. You know, they could spend their money. Of course they could. I could spend my money on not going to Disney World. But I mean, do you wake up at Four for me? No.
Hell no.
I choose to spend my money on Johnson's. That's what I like.
That's what Kenny loves.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have our own things going on.
How about, Botox? I just got some of that, you know?
I think it's just
spend my money any way I want.
You don't need it. You're all too well. Lex, I swear to God, is aging backwards. You and Amelia Santinello, Vassalero Santinello. I think you guys have a special well that you guys go to on Saturday nights to drink out of.
Raisin? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's you. It's Amelia.
What?
And Aizen. What did she just say?
She said Asian don't raisin.
Yeah. That's what my girlfriend, she's Korean, says.
I love that. But I swear, I said, I think you made a deal with a little, like a troll or something.
Oh, did she was troll. In Iceland.
Yes.
Oh, those and little Lex, trolls.
I think you did the same thing. I think you made a deal with that leprechaun that wanted to take your creamed corn many years ago. I think
he kept
you made,
tasing me and kicking my face. Oh, yeah, that guy.
I think
I'm
you
glad
made,
that nightmare's over.
Yeah, you made some sort of deal with him, because the reason I brought this up is because I was going through old photos and I saw a picture of the two of us. I know. I saw a picture of the...
Wait a minute. She looks the same and I don't.
Thank you. I'm grayer. I'm thicker. I had a woman tell me yesterday, you're thicker than I thought.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My word.
Do not say these things to people.
Yeah. She was very sweet. Oh, hand to God,
no, she's
I swear.
Not.
No, I mean, I'm not making this up. I was walking to Lund's to get a salad, ironically. I had just come from a hashtag hot trainer. I had my little workout gear, and she screams across the sidewalk. She's like, Jason! I go, hey, girl, I've seen her before. And she hugged me, and she goes, I just have to tell you, I just watched your show. She goes, you're thicker in person. And I said, okay.
Said,
I'm like,
so
I don't know
you.
What you say. I didn't know what, I don't know. What do you say to that?
Buffer, maybe? Like,
maybe.
Beefier,
I don't know.
Like,
bigger overall, taller.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, but, He-Man?
I had a gal come up to me at an appearance and grab my huge cheek and say, you haven't missed a meal, have you?
Oh, my God.
Ladies.
Oh, I gave her a big hug. It was so awesome.
Yourself.
It cracked me up.
Don't do that.
Oh, God. You're thicker. Yeah.
Like,
great.
No,
thanks.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But no, my point being, I was looking at old photos and really haven't.
Scariness.
This one was from 2011. And you, Alexis, look exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
It was a candid shot of the two of us laughing at a bar. Oh. And you imagine that.
She's from another planet.
She is from another planet.
So
I mean,
she's not.
No, she's
here.
Not from here. No.
Rocket Man, I got to see this picture, Jason.
Help us figure out where Lex is from.
She's from Krafton, remember? Oh,
that's right.
Krafton!
In the Orion Belt.
That's right. Katie K9 told us about that.
Remember, it's Fight Club. Shh.
I know. Yeah. When we come back, it is 6:13. When we come back, we have Subway news, cheese news, and rescue donkeys. It's all next.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
It's our cooking, dining, and cocktailing segment. Hey, good looking, what you got kicking? Right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. And we're going to begin with rescued donkeys.
Wow, guys, donkey milk is rare. It is hard to milk a donkey. So when they take the milk and make some cheese, that cheese is expensive.
Oh, God. Well, Kenny had to turn his mic off.
To mute his mic to cough.
Because now he's in a coughing fit.
I'm not kidding.
And a laughing fit. And his face is red.
Yep. Okay. He had to turn his mic off.
Isolate that. It is hard to milk a donkey.
Yes, it is.
Truer words, Lex. Truer words.
Have you tried, Kenny?
I don't. Who the hell? Why? No. Come on, man.
No. Like, he is not. No.
I guess they get...
Because why
I'm a redneck, not a hillbilly.
Yes, there's a difference.
There is a difference.
It's not like the size of the teats or anything. It's that it does not yield. It doesn't yield a lot of milk when you actually do it. No, you're doing it wrong again, Jeez. Yes.
Pull.
Squeeze and pull. Squeeze and pull.
There we go.
There you go. If you head to Serbia, you can get this really awesome, expensive donkey cheese. They've rescued mistreated donkeys. And then they milk them and make these cheeses, which is, you can buy them for $1,500 a pound.
Oh, I could really go for some Serbian donkey milk cheese.
They're rescued donkeys. Remember that?
They're rescued.
Yeah.
Do they want to be rescued if they have to be milked all the time?
That's what I was wondering. Is it actually a better life for them? I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, have we asked the donkeys? I mean, we should consult with them.
I have a question.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Why is it difficult? Because they kick? They don't like it?
Well, because they just don't yield a lot of milk.
Oh, I see.
So it's more quantity of the milk.
How do the baby donkeys get strong?
I guess they don't need that much. Or they just know how to work it better than the humans.
They know how to work the teats.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I honestly didn't know before this moment that you could milk a donkey. And I'm okay with that. I didn't know that.
I keep waiting to wake up. I'm pretty sure I'm going to wake up and it's 3 a.m. and I'm laying in bed.
No, this is happening. And Alexis is telling you about donkey cheese.
Yes.
She sure is.
$1,500 for a pound?
That better be some good cheese. It is very unique in flavor, I guess, too. That's what they say. It comes in like a little, like, think of a K-cup. You jam an empty one with cheese. It's kind of in that cone. The size that you get.
Bite size.
A little bite size there. But I guess it's really good for your skin. Cleopatra used to bathe in donkey milk. Fun fact.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's a lot. You got to milk a lot of donkeys for a bathtub full.
Oh, yeah. She, I mean, that, right, that's special.
I am going to regret this.
Oh, please.
But I'm going to ask anyway.
No, go ahead.
Do we know the flavor profile of the donkey cheese?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Thank you.
Nutty.
I think it's
ass.
It's more grassy. Sassy, grassy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's a profile that we're getting.
Oh, okay. I'm donkey cheese. I just want to see what it looks like, too.
Mm-hmm. Is it aged in a cave?
Yeah, Poulet. The way that, how do they handle this cheese?
The soft cheese or a hard Poulet. Cheese?
I wonder, is it? Source of milk, donkeys and goats. Because, there's a type of,
Yeah, there's Poulet, a mixture one, yep.
Yeah, Poulet is a mixture.
Which it's is 60, cheaper.
It's 60% Balkan donkey milk.
Yep.
Which, by the way, that's a great name for a band.
Balkan donkey.
donkey milk.
Yeehaw.
And 40% goat milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it.
Oh, my gosh. They serve it with donkey sausage.
All right, now that's not even nice.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not nice.
Okay.
And, oh, my gosh. And the sausage is always on a too aggressive male donkey. If the donkey males are too aggressive, he becomes sausage tomorrow. That's what one of the Serbian servers said.
That's how B. Arthur handles us, too.
Wow. Yeah, you better behave, man.
Let me see here.
It's semi-soft cheese.
Oh, great. Like
it has a fresh...
She just keeps saying things that are just not semi-soft.
It has a note of sweetness, saltiness.
Kind of filter in your
and
brain?
There's the fresh
she
grass.
Doesn't.
This is going into the best of for Labor Day. I just want to say that.
Semi-soft is the name of my autobiography as well. We're going to take a break. We'll be back, maybe, if the FCC hasn't shut this crap down. Stay with us, everyone.
They say we're too youngin'. The pimps and the players say, don't go crushing. Wise men say,
Welcome back to Jason and Jackass in the Morning. Right here on My Talk.
That's actually really appropriate, Jason.
I was going to flip it to Alexis and Jackass in the Morning. And yeah, right here on My Talk. Couple more food stories for you because, understandably so, we were transfixed with the Alexis donkey milk story. Donkey cheese, my apologies. Subway.
Oh,
have you
right.
guys heard this? Subway has a new menu.
A whole website defending its tuna.
Yeah. They're making... Salon.com wrote an article over the weekend calling it the largest menu change in its history. I don't know if that's accurate or if that's being a little overly dramatic. However, they did bring in consultants because if you think about it, Subway really hasn't changed their fundamental menu ever.
No.
I worked there for like 3 days in the early 90s and it was exactly the same. Yeah, I worked there for 2 days and I was fired. But anyway.
Oh my God. Oh,
we haven't heard that story yet, but
yes you have, Lex. Yeah. Here, let me do
what
a quick.
What did you do?
Remember I was in the drive thru and the woman goes,
I went, hi, welcome to Subway. Can I take your order?
What's in the veggies and cheese?
Veggies and cheese.
And then the proprietor did not like that. And then the tuna sandwich. The tuna sandwich used to be called the tuna. So the next I go,
hi, welcome to Subway. Can I take your order?
What's in the tuna sandwich?
Tuna.
And then I was promptly fired.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he had no sense of humor. His name was Dino. He owned 3 Subways, and he fired me on the spot for being a smartass.
Oh,
and
my
friend.
God, I
and
love
got,
it.
Yeah, anyway.
You should be proud of that.
Yeah, I am very
proud
of that.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt that said, I was fired from Subway.
I was fired from Subway?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a couple of the revamps.
What do you think of this new menu?
I'm excited to try it because, look, it is pedestrian, but I do enjoy a Subway. You guys know that. It's my drunk food of choice. Colin and I laugh. We could be in great culinary cities. What do I crave at 2 o'clock in the morning when we're stumbling home?
Yeah.
Subway. Yeah. Okay, so they're tweaking their bread. So they have a new recipe for their Italian, and they, you know, basically the white bread, and they have a new multi-grain bread. They have new toppings, and they have a couple new sandwiches. One is like the California Fresh, which has smashed guacamole, fresh mozzarella, instead of, you know, like processed mozzarella. Oh. They're teaming up with this fancy company that makes
great.
Yeah. So they have a couple new sandwiches, new veggies, and they're changing their bread. And that's basically about it. Now, the question is...
You have a lot of bread options already.
I think, yeah. I wonder if they're just going to go to these two. And they're also, thank goodness, bringing back the roast beef, which I never understood why they got rid of it. I think there was a shortage at one point. But it's been off...
Yeah, that was your sandwich.
Oh, that was, I love a roast beef sandwich. And it's been off the menu forever at Subway.
Yeah.
So I guess that is back now. That is back. And they're slicing their meat thinner, more thin. So like a deli. I don't know if anyone cares about that, but that's what they're doing that as well. And they're bringing back their rotisserie chicken. And they now have a Parmesan vinaigrette as a topping.
All
Does
right.
any of this excite you guys for Subway? Are your
No, a thin slice. That's the wrong way to go. Make it thicker.
Yeah. Maybe, see, I'm with you. That's how I feel.
Are they still going to put the same weight of meat in it, or will it just be thinner slices?
That's a great question.
Because that would make a big difference.
And lay off the lettuce, for goodness sakes.
I say just a little lettuce. I say a little bit of lettuce.
Get it your way there, Kenny.
You don't have to give me a whole head of lettuce.
Yeah. Thank you. And all lettuce,
rabbit? Come on, knock it off.
Whether it is a burger or whether it is a sandwich, all lettuce does is add moisture to the bread. It serves no purpose to me.
You gotta eat it.
Yes,
it makes it soggy. It's gross. It serves no lettuce serves no purpose on a sandwich. It really doesn't.
It has
especially
crisp. This has a crisp taste.
I get that, but what it really does is make your bread soggy, and I don't want soggy bread.
Oh, no. No one wants soggy bread, but I eat my subs pretty quickly. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I got to tell you, speaking of soggy bread, it took me about 10 years to get past the meatball sub. I could eat like eight of those a day. Mm-hmm. It was a serious problem. And finally, I went into counseling, and there was a month I had to spend in a treatment center. And then I started realizing that Subway has other meats that are equally as good and not quite as sloppy, because I was seriously addicted to those meatball subs.
Good.
Oh, so never messy.
Yeah.
I've never had
Jason,
one.
It would drip off my chin and into my shirt and down into my underpants, and it was just an orgy of meatballs. It was so good.
And it has pasta sauce on it, too, right? And some mozzarella. Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah. Oh. Seriously. Oh, yeah. Seriously good. And then I realized, there's other meats just as delicious and not quite as sloppy as the meatball sub.
I was never
able to go forward with
life.
You need to try it, Jason.
I should try. I've never
had meatballs.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you're gonna love it.
It's gonna be messy. I'm gonna warn you ahead of time, but delightful messy. Yeah,
I will eat it in the privacy of my own home, so that way no one can see me. But no,
I want seafood sensation everywhere. Please give me that fake crab. I like that fake crab.
Me too. Me too.
Just like it's just like a crab salad, and almost like a chicken salad, but the fake crab.
Right.
The fake.
And then what'd you say?
Is it gone?
Well, not enough people want it, so the owners of each franchise they choose whether or not they're going to stock it, and it's like it's a crapshoot when you go in there, and I always ask, and I look in their little buckets to see if they have any. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
So we want that. We want that back, people. At least just
quite evident. It's evident that the four of us have some serious problems here with Subway. Don't
we do. We do. I like it. Look, there are other sandwich shops. There are other sandwich shops that are better. And I will say this. This area, we have a lot of great food. We have a lot of great Mexican restaurants. We have a lot of great pizza restaurants, obviously, and Kim. We have great Asian fare. Do you know what we could really stand more of? Great New York-style delis. We do not have a lot of great homegrown New York-style deli sandwich places in this area. We really do not.
And what's funny is we had a few for a while, and they've closed.
Yeah.
Lincoln Dell gone. There were a few. There used to be a deli downtown behind the Monte Carlo that was just... It was hard to find, but boy, was it delightful.
That's really? In my neck of the woods?
It's probably gone before you even moved in, Jason. It was one of those deals in the late 80s that you had to know about it. Yeah.
Oh, I would kill for
like
a great deli in the North Loop. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost. Yeah.
There's nothing better. My friend Haley Hurst in L.A., she has a great, it's almost like Cassetta's. It's a great deli. Ooh. And there is a line starting a half hour before it opens. And it is where you go to get a sandwich and chips and sides and salads. And it is phenomenal. And that's what got me thinking. I'm like, wow, there really isn't a craveable place like that around here. So
There
really isn't. I mean, just a good, again, no offense to the Jimmy John's or the Jersey Mike's. Yeah. Oh, the rice bagel, girl. I'll cut someone for a rice bagel.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
I haven't tried those.
The St. Paul Alexis!
Bagelry is really good, too, in Roseville.
That's good. But, Dawn, have you ever walked down to Rice Bagel?
No.
Okay, next time you house sit, I got to remind you, Lex.
Where is it?
It's by Smack Shack. It's Kitty Corner from Smack Shack.
I usually just go out and give the dogs a walk, and you know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how that goes. But no,
I don't see anything.
This,
yeah, you're
I gotta
straight
focus.
Down.
I gotta
focus. Focus on the boys. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna definitely check that out because I also, you know, in Jersey, just the best bagels and pizza and the subs too.
Yeah, you're East Coast girl.
Yeah, they used to put half a tub of cream cheese on there, and I'm like, give it to me.
I love cream
That's
cheese.
Isn't that the way to go? It's just the bagel's just a vehicle for that cream cheese.
Yes. Yep, yep.
I just want an everything
Don't give
bagel.
Me a little smear.
Yeah, give me give me an everything bagel with a heap and help and a donkey cheese. That's all I need. Yeah.
No. We can even try that.
Check out listener rewards for the month of July. Enter to win a $150 Visa gift card to use on some summer fun, or you can get tickets to the Cat Video Festival. Get registered for rewards if you haven't already. See everything up for grabs on the listener rewards page on mytalk1071.com. When we come back, do those anti-sex beds at the Olympics work? And if so, where can we buy one? We'll be back after this.
Time now for Alexis Out of Context.
It doesn't get better for the sex geckos.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
Nope, sure doesn't, Lex.
Mm-mm.
Sure doesn't.
They died up there.
They did. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. And streaming on the My Talk app. Make sure you download that. It's brand new or got fixed or revamped or something. Bottom line, it's better than it used to be. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-sex beds are all the rage right now at the Olympic Village in Japan. What do we know about these, Lex?
What do we know about these beds? Are they anti-sex beds? That's the big question. Because we know about athletes, right? Especially when they're going to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting down tonight. The committee passes out condoms. I think that they passed out 450,000 the last Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro in 2016.
How did they calculate how many condoms they get?
Well, they say that it's
like 20
CVS receipts.
Yeah, they say it's to take them home to support safe sex.
Oh,
and
okay, great.
Not necessarily to use them there. Although
I was like, that's a lot of pressure.
Sure, a lot of them still did it there, but that's how much they ordered and passed out. This year, it's the number smaller. It's 160,000 that they will be passing out. Far cry from that number in 2016. But still, they because of COVID, they want you to have some social distancing. And when some athletes entered their rooms, they thought that these cardboard beds were anti-sex beds because it would only sustain the weight of one person.
Oh.
But there's an athlete, a gymnast from Ireland, Reese. He jumped on the bed, like really jumped up and down on this bed. It didn't crumble under his weight. And before they even entered their rooms, the Olympic Committee in Tokyo said, we want to be more greener, basically, is what they're saying. So all of these beds are recyclable. But then when some athletes came in, they said, these are anti-sex beds. They don't want more than two people on these beds. Because there already have been some athletes who've tested positive for COVID, and many that couldn't go at all.
Oh, yeah. How disappointing.
So, right? What do you think? Are they anti-sex beds?
No. I mean, if the whole kit and caboodle is that they're supposed to crumble under the weight of two people, and that gymnast was jumping on it like a trampoline, and the bed did nothing. It doesn't work.
Mm-mm. And some athletes are, you could put four of them on there and still not get 440 pounds, which is what they say.
Oh, man. What about the weightlifters? They're going to lay down on it, and it's going to be like Papa Bear. You know, it's going to be like Goldilocks or whatever that story is.
Yeah, it's just not right.
Well, and these are the best athletes in the world. They don't need a bed to have sex. They're bendable. They can bend their ways we can't even imagine.
Ways. They'll do it under the bleachers standing on the floor outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had an image of like somebody with their legs up on the wall. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like nature
upside
finds
down.
A way.
Yep.
Yes. No, this isn't going to stop. If anything, it's going to make them want to bump
to
ugly.
Figure out how to do it on the anti-sex bed.
Yeah.
They just want
to recycle them afterwards, I guess.
What, Jason?
I do want to lay on one of these, though. I want to see what it's like. I really do. Yeah.
Is it comfortable?
I don't know. I doubt it. It's made of cardboard, for heaven's sake.
The little foam on top is maybe 3 inches.
Oh, my God.
Prison mattress.
This is not good for their sleep.
Like a dorm room.
No.
I would just be mad. I'd be like, you give me that. I'd bully one of the other athletes. I'd be like, you give me your mattress over there so I can stack two of these.
What are you going to give me for it?
Well, I don't know.
Well, speaking of athletes, this just irritated me. And I don't even want to give this oxygen or her oxygen because she seems to be saying stuff just to promote her podcast. So I'm almost mad at myself for bringing this up.
Okay.
But did you guys see the back and forth between Naomi Osaka and Megyn Kelly?
No.
Yeah, and again, I just saw
the beautiful cover of Sports Illustrated and the other pages with Naomi.
So Megyn Kelly decided to insert herself into this story for whatever reason. By going on Twitter and saying, wow, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically, wow, I thought you needed a mental break, and now you're appearing in all these magazines. And I'm like, okay, why are you, what does this have to do with you? But anyway, so Naomi responded, and I have she goes, quote, seeing as you're a journalist, I would have assumed you would have taken time to research what the lead times are for magazines. If you did that, you would have found out I shot all of my covers last year. Instead, your first reaction is to hop on here and spew negativity. Do better, Megan. And I do, look, I wasn't,
oh,
you know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. And she's right. We know enough talking about pop culture every day, and we're not in the business. Even we know. I mean, Oprah talks about it all the time.
Yes.
She shoots covers for O Magazine's Christmas issues in the spring. I mean, it's like magazines work so far ahead that it's crazy. And again, I'm almost mad at myself for bringing this up because Megan has launched a new series, a new show. Mm. And this is that's what this whole thing is about. You know what I mean? And that's just getting publicity and I'm feeding into it. And anyway.
I would also like to add that her not competing, that kind of pressure is completely different than the pressure of going to do, even if though she just did photo shoot.
Dawn.
Competing in a worldwide event where you are doing an athletic event. I mean, that's the pressure she's talking about and other pressures, but like completely different.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Megan continued, quote, poor Naomi blocked me while taking a shot at me. I guess she's only tough on the courts. She is apparently arguing that she shot her many covers before publicly claiming she was too socially anxious to deal with press. Truth is she doesn't like taking questions she can't control. Just admit it. It's just very...
Remember the paparazzi? Come on.
It's just wow. It just seems unnecessarily barb filled. It's like you're going after someone who's. What were you going to say, Kenny?
Well, she lost the argument initially, and now she's doubling down. You guys seen that Monty Python movie where the guy gets his arm lopped off?
And he's,
come back and fight like a man. He gets his other arm lopped off. Get back here. Fight like a man. He gets his legs lopped off.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
you
lost.
It's only a flesh wound.
A mere flesh wound. You lost the argument. Shut your mouth. Jeez.
No. Okay. And she doubled down. And I'm just like, you're going, and it's not a good look. I mean, I try. Why do you think I really try to check myself when I'm making snarky comments if the person has some sort of a mental health issue?
Yeah.
You're going after somebody who has publicly stated that they're dealing with some mental health issues. And that's not a good look. I don't care who you are, going after someone that has revealed that. That's not attractive. And what do you get? I ask this, what do you get out of it? You know what I mean? Does that make you feel good that you tweet that out and you put that out into the universe? I really mean that. Like, what?
I don't know what the end game is. Is it? Maybe it is just to get eyes on our show.
Yeah,
but that's
totally.
Not long. That's not long term withstanding.
No,
you know, it's
not the long game.
Oh, just not a good just, look. You're right.
No, I just read it. And I was like, it was just gross. Because again, when you press that enter button and you send that out, does that make you feel good? And why are you picking? Oh God! Well, you know, Ken, that's why picking Twitter fights sometimes. It's like, Lord.
Oh my gosh! And Don has a good one to tell us about.
Oh.
Erica Jane's the prosecutor getting down on Rinna. What the heck?
Oh, it's so disgusting.
It's gross.
Okay, I can't wait to hear about that. That's also coming up. Plus, Anthony Bourdain, more on that. Would you rather, Liz? A fun 7 o'clock hour begins after these very important messages.
It's a beautiful day.